You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Arbel Hernandez to score and Hull to win, boosted to 7-1, and Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win was 9-4, enhanced to 3-1. Tom, Leicester have been strongly backed ahead of the first game of the season. It's quite easy to understand why. As we mentioned on the pre-season edition of the podcast, Hull are a team in total disarray at the moment. They've been hammered in the to-finish bottom market here with William Hill. And Leicester haven't conceded a goal in their last three meetings with Hull either.
No, I mean, I think when people are looking at their accumulators this weekend, I think Leicester are straight in there, aren't they? Hull City, as we've discussed already, in complete and utter disarray. 13 fit professionals, a couple of those are goalkeepers. They are looking at the moment for their starting lineup. It's going to be a bit scrambled, really. Jake Livermore, who is a central midfielder, is probably going to have to play at centre-back. El Mohammadi, who's been a key player for them in the Championship, bombing down the wing as a sort of wing-back, he's going to have to play as a full-back, and he can get badly exposed when his job primarily is to defend. Diamande as well, only made three starts last year. He's going to probably play up front, of course. They've lost players too. They've got injuries. They're in a complete mess. There are planned protests as well at the stadium this weekend. When you look at their home form, particularly in the Championship, it was very good. 13 clean sheets. They've done well, but they're playing against the Premier League champions here. And whatever you think about Leicester this season and where they're going to finish, be it top 10, top 6, or even if you still think they're going to be a top 4 side, this is a team that will be ruthless against the bottom half sides in the Premier League. And they proved it last year. They won 16 and drew 6 of their games against teams in the bottom half of the Premier League last season. And away from home, they were brilliant. So Hull City, tough start. And Leicester, I think it's the start they'll be absolutely licking their lips. And I think they'll set down a little marker ahead of all the other games.
Leicester 19-20 to win the match. One stat that jumped out at me from Opta, Derek. A newly promoted side hasn't won on the opening weekend of a Premier League campaign since August 2012, when West Ham beat Aston Villa by a goal to nil. Leicester have been hammered in the market here, Derek. When the betting opened for this game last week, odds against Leicester City to win it. Now odds on at 19-20, Derek.
Well, yeah, I mean, they haven't been hammered enough because, I mean, that stat you mentioned, there's two important stats. There's that one, the fact that no newly promoted side has won on the opening day for 4 years. And the other one is that no reigning champions of the Premier League has lost their opening fixture. I think it's in 23 seasons, 19 wins and 4 draws.
Yep.
So those two stats lead me to a third stat. My entire betting bank for the weekend is going to be made on this fixture because Leicester are absolute knocking bets. I just cannot see. Let's say if Man United had won the league last season, maybe something like 1-3 for this fixture, 4-11. Same with City, same with Chelsea. Yeah, people are still... I'm still not sure about Leicester, even though they won the title by, 10 points last season. It's a gift. It's an absolute gift. And if you miss out on this, you forfeit the right to be called a punter.
And just with the enhanced odds offer there, mentioned Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win. Enhanced to 3-1. Now, that's a big enhancement. No player scored the first goal in the game more often than Jamie Vardy in the big five European leagues last season. He got 12. That was joint with Gonzalo Higuain, who was playing for Napoli at the time. That looks, Tom, to be an outstanding offer.
Well, it is, particularly when you look at the rest of the Leicester sort of attacking force. They're all there in support of Jamie Vardy. You know, except for Mahrez, of course, who's capable of something out of nothing, and you'd have to consider him at 11-5 any time. But I don't know where his head is at this sort of summer, really. There's still speculation about his future, whether he stays or he goes. I think it's going to have some effect on him. But you look at Ojoa, even Musa, who's looked impressive in pre-season, but Okazaki, whoever gets the nod, they're there to support Jamie Vardy. Mm-hmm. Throw into the fact what I said there about Hull's injury crisis, particularly at the back at centre-back. I don't know what state of mind the Hull players are going to be at. And I think defensively, if they're having to play Jake Livermore, who's played all his professional career as a central midfielder at centre-back, then Jamie Vardy's going to be licking his lips, isn't he, in the warm-up on Humberside. He's going to be thinking, well, I'm going to get chance after chance. You might even want to look at Vardy in the two-on-more market as well.
It's like when, in the Sunday League team and the first game of the season, they can't raise a team because all the lads are still on holiday and some might look jolly. That's what Hull are like.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.